أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كلوا وتمتعوا قليلا إنكم مجرمون. ويل يومئذ للمكذبين. وإذا قيل لهم اركعوا لا يركعون. ويل يومئذ للمكذبين. فبأي حديث بعده يؤمنون. In the previous ayat we read that Allah Tabarak Ta'ala explained the great return the believers and the righteous will get on the day of Qiyamah, and how Allah Ta'ala will reward them and what enjoyment they will get. Certain references were made to that in these ayat. Further, with regard to the non-believers and those people who disobey Allah Ta'ala, in this world Allah addresses them and says to them, Kulu wa tamatta'u qaleelan, khalo or baratlo thore dino, eat and enjoy for a few days. The word tamatta'u is mata'a, that is a thing which you benefit from, a dirty thing which you benefit for a little while. In our language, what we will call a scroplup, that we're just to clean up, you use it. You don't like to handle it also. Just for cleaning, you use it and then you get rid of it. That is what this worldly life is. So Allah says that you will get this benefit of this worldly life for this little while, just like a dirty thing. That is all what this worldly life is. And just for a little while also, and the quantity also is very little. The quality also of it is very, very less. It is nothing compared to the year after. And Allah addresses, these are those people, innakum mujrimun, beshaktum gunahgar ho. You are the sinners, you are the criminals. For those people who disobey Allah Ta'ala, who do not believe in Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. So Allah gives just this little benefit for this little time in this dunya, compared to the year after, which is forever and ever. And the quality of the things of the year after, this dunya's things cannot compare with it in the least way. وَيْلُوِنْ يَوْمَ إِذِلْ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ خَرَابِ هَيْ اُسْ دِنْ چُتْلَانِ وَالُوْكِ. Those who rejected and who did not believe in the last day, Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala says, for them will be great suffering and sorrow. Then they will realize, just for that little while of this dunya, as somebody has worked out, and that is also not really the actual amount, that compared to one day of the year after, a person's worldly life is not even 2 minutes. So just to enjoy for 2 minutes, and then to suffer forever and ever, that is the worst thing a person can do. So while we are here, to bring our iman, to make our iman strong, and to be truly and properly obedient to Allah Ta'ala, that is the only wisdom. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ ارْكَعُوا لَا يَرْكَعُونَ. اور جب کہے ان کو جھک جاؤ, نہیں جھکتے. And when it is told to them to bow down, they do not bow down. Bowing down is either in namaz, and for them that is out of the question, those who disbelieve in Allah Ta'ala, or it means that to bow down to the commandments of Allah, to accept the commands, to submit to the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. When they are told that, they don't want to submit, they don't want to humble themselves, their pride, their vanity, their arrogance doesn't allow them. They don't want to accept the truth also. Forget making amal, they don't just want to even accept the truth. And they are those that hate any symbol of Islam. Just to put a topi on the head is beyond them. They can't accept to put a topi on the head. Or just to wear a scarf, they just don't want to do that. So they are such rejecters of the truth, and they don't want to submit to Allah Ta'ala in every way. So Allah Ta'ala says, then on the day of Qiyamah, they will realize what they have brought themselves into. وَيْلُوِنْ يَوْمَ إِذِلْ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ خَرَابِ هَيْ اُسْ دِنْ چُتْلَانِ وَالُوْكِ. On that day, there will be great sorrow for those people who did not believe in the year after. As mentioned, Allah has repeated this ayat 10 times. in the surah, and it was every time giving one of the answers for them for their rejection, so that somehow they would accept and they would believe. Finally, at the end of the surah, Allah Ta'ala says, فَبِأَيِّ حَدِيثٍ بَعْدَهُ يُؤْمِنُونَ. اب کس بات پر اس کے بعد یقین لائیں گے. Now after this talk, the talk of the Quran Sharif, after that, on what are they going to bring Iman? After the Quran, no other kitab is going to come. The Quran Sharif has given sufficient, more than sufficient proofs, and the eloquence of the Quran, the examples of the Quran, how the Quran is logically presented everything of deen and of the year after. But they still don't believe. Now no other kitab is going to come from Allah Ta'ala. The Quran is the last and the final word of Allah, which Allah has revealed and sent in this world. After Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was such a compassionate Nabi, who used to make so much effort for the hidayat of mankind, so much of dua for the hidayat of mankind, and they don't believe in him also. Now no other Nabi will come after that. The greatest and most magnanimous Nabi Allah Ta'ala had sent into this world, and if they did not bring in him, now in what are they going to bring Iman after this? Everything has been made clear, and the error of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum was the greatest error in the history of the world. There was never a period like that period when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was with them, and the period of the Sahaba and what they had achieved after seeing their lives, that from what they were to what they became, and still they did not bring Iman. Now in what will they bring Iman after that? This brings us to the end of Surah Mursalat and the end of the 29th Supara as well. And it is only the praises of Allah that we reached earlier. May Allah Ta'ala accept and make us like this as well. And if Allah wishes, then inshallah.